Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 870 of Ask Pat. Thank you. And as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from James, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So, you know, hiring for your business can be one of the most frustrating things because, you know, how do you know if you're going to find the right people? How do you even know where to find those people? There's hundreds of different job sites out there. Well, this is what ZipRecruiter does and helps you with. With just one single platform, you can put out your job description to hundreds of different platforms through ZipRecruiter's dashboard. And then from there, you're able to collect information about your potential candidates and screen people without having to deal with all the different back and forth emails or phone calls. It's all right there. And it just makes it really easy so you can find the right people fast and get going. So make sure you check it out. Go to ziprecruiter.com/pat because guess what? You guys can check it out for free. For free. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. That's where you go. All right. Now, here's today's question from James.
Hi, Pat. This is James. I'm in Kentucky. And we have a B2B service company, and we have two main types of clients. They both want roughly the same thing from us, but the reasons why they want them are very different. How would you set up sales pages or about pages and other pages like that when you have two different types of clients that want the exact same thing, but the reasons why they want them are very different? Thanks, Pat.
Hey, James, thank you so much for the question. This is interesting because, you know, on one hand, you could create one site and just have things that are universal between the two different sort of avatars here that you're talking about. But honestly, the best thing to do, in my opinion, and some people might disagree with this, but I think you can maybe hopefully see where I'm coming from, is to create two completely different websites. Now, I don't want you to be scared about that. It doesn't mean you have to start from scratch and create two different websites from there. I mean, you have a website already that serves these two audiences. But the reason why I say this is because, and I think you've already answered the question yourself, one group responds to one thing, and another group responds to another. And if you have both groups on a similar page looking at the same exact copy, you're gonna be halfway for each of them, if that makes sense. So I would create at least landing pages for each of those groups first, and then go from there. So it doesn't necessarily need to be two completely different websites, but what I meant by completely different is you want to make sure that they have separate things that they look at, not one thing that they both look at. Now, that doesn't mean you can't give them one page to look at where they can then make a choice to go down one route or another. It might be your homepage could, for example, help you decipher, okay, which direction should they go in, or help them decide which direction makes sense for them based on that language that you know that they resonate with and the problems that they have. I don't know exactly what niche it is. So in some cases, I can see that working out. And I can see in some cases having literally two separate websites where, yes, the look can be the same, it could go through the same process and sell the same things, but on one website it's very much specifically everything is for that particular group, and then on the other website. It's everything specifically, even down to the images that are being used, to the headlines and the copies, or the blog content on there too. It could be done that way also. I think it's really great that you know that there are two distinctive types, and I think you can use that to your advantage. And remember, it doesn't, like, if I'm in group one, I don't really care about group two, right? So I don't necessarily need to know what's going on with that other site. I just need to know what's there for me and take it from there. Now, this is less common of a question than those who serve businesses and consumers. I know a lot of websites that have, it's just one website, and they speak the same language both to business owners and sort of more enterprise level, but also the customer sort of single individual level. And at the point of sale, where people can choose the package, that's where the branches start kind of going off, right? You could either choose the individual offer, or you can go to the enterprise level from there. But of course, they are there, both enterprise and individual clients, for the same reason, right? But since you know that you're providing the same service for really two different kinds of people, I mean, the riches are in the niches, right? And you just happen to have two different niches, but they're being served with the same product. So I would try and shoot for having two separate experiences for them if possible. You can have them all go to the single homepage and then choose their experience from there, sort of like choose your own adventure book. And that's the ideal route. But I understand also that that might not be 100% possible, especially when it comes to resources and time and money and effort to put into that. So take it one step at a time. I would map out the entire process. If you're going to have separate pages for each of these different groups coming from your single website, map it out so you know that that experience for that person when they arrive on that page makes sense. You might have different blog posts that relate specifically to one group or the other. You want to make sure that you serve the right ads or write offers for that group of people, depending on what that content is and who you know it's for. So again, just being conscious about everything that you're doing and who it's for, and making sure that it's honed in as possible. You don't want to be halfway for each of them. You want to be full on for each of them when it comes to what you say and how you offer your services. So James, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. And I want to make sure that I send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So you'll hear from my assistant in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We'll get that over to you free of charge. And then finally, for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And this quote comes from William Butler Yeats. And that quote is, "Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire." All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.